economic snapshot of the North Korea that Kim Jong-il leaves behind.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. South Korea's military is on high alert this morning following the news overnight that North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il has died of a heart attack. His son, Kim Jong-un, will succeed him. And world leaders are watching closely for clues about what the new North Korea will be like. For more, we're joined by Brian Myers, who's a professor of international studies at Dongsa University. He's with us from Busan, South Korea. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, bring us up to date on the current state of North Korea and its economy.
Well, as for its economy, its economy seems to be in better shape than it was just a couple years ago. I was in Pyongyang in North Korea in June, and you could see there was sort of a different atmosphere in the air, a lot of cheerfulness, a lot more foreign cars on the streets, sort of Western style franchises like hamburger shops and things like that. You generally get the impression of things looking up economically. And the usual reason given for this is that Chinese investment has really increased quite drastically in the past few years in North Korea.
But we're still talking about one of the poorest countries in the world, right?
Yeah, well, you know, of course, Pyongyang is a special case because it's so to speak, the showcase city for the entire republic. But I drove across the country to the eastern coast as well. And I must say, I saw a lot of evidence of malnutrition. You see stunted children. People are generally much, much shorter than their counterparts in South Korea. But I saw no evidence of starvation, and I didn't get the impression from talking to people that you know, any kind of revolt was in the offing. Certainly nothing like that.
What are your main concerns as we go into the next days and weeks and this transition in North Korea?
Well, the danger is that the North Korean regime might want to divert attention from its economic failures by ratcheting up tension with the outside world. And that could mean some kind of provocation, another attack on South Korea, perhaps like we saw in 2010, or perhaps problems on the nuclear front. So it's certainly unstable.
Brian Myers, professor of international studies at Dongsa University in Busan, South Korea. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Well, today in Washington, the House of Representatives is expected to take up a 2-month extension of the payroll tax cut. The extension got bipartisan support in the Senate over the weekend, and then senators left town for the holidays. Well, now it appears the measure could be headed for defeat in the Republican-led House, which could mean a tax increase for all of us in a matter of weeks. For more, we're joined by Congressman John Carter. He's a Republican member of the Appropriations Committee, and he's with us from Round Rock, Texas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, are you going to support this 2-month extension of the payroll tax cut that the Senate passed or not?
No, I think we can do better than that. I'd like to see us follow regular order and take a vote on it. I don't expect our members to pass it, and I would assume we'd work towards trying to go to conference with the Senate and come up with a long-term fix, which is what we need to do, rather than kick the can down the road.
But if you guys do not approve what the Senate has approved, isn't there a chance that this payroll tax cut just doesn't get extended at all and expires in a couple of weeks?
It's always that chance, but a lot of what you have to do, not only in Congress but in this life, is take the things that come to you when they come to you and deal with them. And I think we've done a little better at it this year, but we've had problems with not facing things head on and kicking things down the road. American people are looking for solutions.
Well, how important do you think this payroll tax cut is for the economy?
You know, that's a good question. And I'm not sure in the long run it's worth the pain we're going to face when Social Security finally hits its crisis point. But the president chose this route. We agreed to it in order to get the extenders on the Bush tax cuts. And now anything short of passing it would be a tax increase. And, you know, we don't believe in increasing taxes when you're in the middle of a recession. So that's it's kind of a catch-22. We got to get it done.
John Carter is a Republican congressman from Texas, also a member of the Appropriations Committee. Congressman, thanks so much for joining us.
It's been my pleasure.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in global trading this morning, down more than a percent in Hong Kong and in Tokyo, but up across Europe. We're up more than a percent right now in Frankfurt. In Sweden today, automaker Saab filed for bankruptcy, and its former owners, General Motors, blocked Chinese investors from buying Saab. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow dipped 2 points to close at 11,866.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering IRA savings products and a raise-your-rate four-year CD. Learn more at allybank.com. And by Money Magazine, a personal finance magazine now accessible on tablets like iPad, Nook Color, Kindle Fire, and select Android devices. Money.com/allaccess.
Well, with just a few shopping days left before Christmas, we've got a report out this morning on just how consumers are feeling about the economy. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has the details.
The headline on the Bankrate.com report sounds good. Americans' financial security rebounds. Bankrate senior financial analyst Greg McBride is pretty excited.
Americans' feelings of financial security rebounded during the month of November to the highest level we've seen since June.
But the rebound just brings us back to the same level of job security Americans felt a year ago. This is what qualifies as good news these days. Joel Naroff of Naroff Economic Advisors has learned to lower his expectations. He's not getting too excited about a bump up in holiday spending.
While I don't expect the consumers to go out and shop till they drop, if they shop till they're tired, that's pretty good.
But when they wake up with a credit card hangover after New Year's, it's all over, with skittish consumers not willing to commit to spending until the job market gets a lot better. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And finally, to a restaurant in Cambridge, Massachusetts that just held what it calls Hell Week, an ode to spicy foods. The East Coast Grill offered up a pasta dish so hot you have to sign a waiver before you eat it. According to WBZ-TV, one man's reaction was, quote, pain. I can't breathe. I can't talk. It tastes good at first. Now I can't taste anything. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
You know those big brown delivery trucks you see on the road? Apparently, sometimes they come in green, as in good for the environment.
Well, I've been driving for 34 years with UPS. My previous package car used to gas up every week, and now I gas up once a month.
I'm Kai Rizdal, Corporate Sustainability Officers, and what exactly they do. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.